T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are back. Lunchtime with Lynn. So, big story today, big news today coming out of Port Authority. One of Port Authority's drivers has been diagnosed with coronavirus. It is, it's been building to this. I guess we have seen Port Authority step up and say they're going to disinfect their buses on a more regular basis. They change their processes, change their procedures. But I think when word came out that one of the drivers had, in fact, been affected, everyone who rides a Port Authority bus was stopped in their tracks. Yeah, stopped in their tracks. So what does it all mean? Is, in fact, Port Authority, like so many other organizations, are they doing as much as they can, as they should? A lot of folks weighing in on that today. County Councilwoman Bethany Hallam joins us this afternoon. She's on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to the conversation, Bethany.
Good to be here.
So, and I'm sure, you know, we're all doing this remotely, so there's going to be this little, and you will feel it as we go through the conversation, a little bit of a delay as we go back and forth. So when you heard that, in fact, one of our Port Authority drivers, in fact, had been diagnosed, what was your gut reaction? I mean, I think we're at a point now, are we not, that eventually we're all going to be 6 degrees away from someone who's been affected?
Right. So I have some friends who work for Port Authority, some family members of my friends that work for Port Authority as well. So it definitely was disturbing to me to hear that. And it's unfortunate because Port Authority has done a lot to implement new changes to protect the drivers and protect the riders of public transit. You know, as you just mentioned, implementing rear door entry to make sure that we're keeping our social distancing from the driver when entering the bus, implementing fare-free travel, saying that there will be no cash exchange. So there's been a lot that's been done, but unfortunately, I think that there's so much more that needs to happen, right? Because we know transportation, it's a public utility, it's a human right, but a lot of our frontline workers rely on it every day. So we need to find that balance, right? Our sanitation workers, our supermarket clerks and food service workers, hospital and pharmacy employees, all these workers rely on public transit every day to keep our communities healthy and taken care of. So we need to make sure that we're protecting the riders and the drivers and all of the workers who are taking care of the buses and the light rails in between trips.
It has almost become commonplace that a lot of our frontline people feel as if they don't have the protection they need, whether we're talking about our bus operators, our T operators, you mentioned our refuse workers, who we talked about just a few minutes ago. There are a lot of people who are on the front lines. Do we as a community, as a county, a city, have a bigger obligation? Because these are the people right now who are keeping us operating. Do we have a bigger obligation?
Oh, we most definitely do. And I think even, you know, if we can for a second think about post-COVID-19 world, right? I think that we will hear a lot of I hope at least that we will hear a lot of ongoing conversations about what is an essential worker, right? Because these people who are out on the front lines every day for us are a lot of employees that, we didn't necessarily consider as essential workers before when it comes to paid sick leave and guaranteed childcare, things along those lines. And definitely our transit workers have stepped up to the challenge and have put their lives, their health on the line every single day to go to work and to make sure that public transit is provided to the people that need it. And I know ATU, which is the union for the Port Authority workers, had put out a set of demands not that long ago asking for N95 protective masks for all workers, disinfectant wipes for all surfaces. So that's to be on every single bus, every single T, every single place that it needs to be wiped down is. And then also hand sanitizer for all of the employees. So they have put out a list of those demands. And so far, from what I've heard from talking to Port Authority employees, is that all they've received are gloves. So the union is doing their best to ensure that their workers are protected. But it's just a lack of resources, I think, right now. I mean, looking all across the country, you know, we have our focus on Allegheny County, but we see it everywhere, is no one was prepared for COVID-19. No one anywhere was prepared for this. And so when I see our federal government instituting a $2 trillion emergency federal funding stimulus package and not one mention of a public transit bailout, that's what upsets me. That's what we need our elected officials in D.C. to be fighting for. That's what we need our elected officials in Harrisburg to be fighting for. That's what we need our elected officials everywhere to be fighting for, is for public transit to be included in this bailout. Because with more funding to not only cover the decreased revenue that Port Authority is experiencing right now, but also to cover the protections that our workers need, that's what we need to be talking about. Because public transit now more than ever is so is such a crucial part of our infrastructure. So we need to do whatever we can to make sure that we protect them.
Now, I feel like I'm kind of stunned, Bethany, as you say those things. And we did. I did have a very brief conversation with the president of the local union, who said to me that he was going to be in a conference call with Port Authority at noon. And hopefully we'll be able to get him on the air before I'm done today with an update. But something as simple as those protective masks that you're talking about, to me, that seems like a simple ask, but also a very necessary thing for bus drivers, for our operators.
Yes, it definitely is. But remember the shortages that we're seeing on the news every day, that even our healthcare workers are having a hard time getting the protective masks right now. So unfortunately, it seems that the shortage is everywhere. But what we need to focus on, I mean, we heard our sanitation workers in the city of Pittsburgh were demanding this week that they need protective masks as well. They're touching the garbage of people that are coming from their homes who knows if they've been infected or not. So it's not just the healthcare workers, especially them, but we need to make sure that all of our frontline essential workers have access to these N95 protective masks. I've seen a lot of people online making homemade masks, and you know, that's a great start. But at the end of the day, when it comes to these frontline workers that are in contact with the public on a regular basis, they need to have the top of the line N95 protective masks. And nothing
they
less.
Need
they
more.
Need to have hand sanitizer available to them. They need to have disinfectant wipes. We need to make sure that we're protecting our workers, because if we protect our workers, then we're protecting all of the riders who get on to public transit every day. All of the riders that rely on public transit to be able to get to their essential jobs. We're protecting everyone by protecting our drivers.
I was going to say, we protect ourselves. Bethany Hallam, thanks so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me, Lynn. Stay safe out there, okay?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.